Everyone knows what an NFL team does on Sundays, but it's the days in between that make a great franchise. Join us for a behind-the-scenes look inside the Rams. As players and coaches prepare for Sunday, the rest of the organization is hard at work, keeping the business side moving forward. This week, they are facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they won't be wearing their normal navy and gold uniforms. They are paying homage to the LA Rams era and the 1999 Super Bowl winning team by donning throwbacks. With such a rich tradition and history, the Rams found this a perfect opportunity to connect with its roots. What people don't realize is the time and effort put into making this happen.
For me personally, it kind of brings back the memories of when I was younger, when I started working here in the 80s, and then obviously parlaying that into the success we had in the late 90s, getting an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, run the uniforms, and then at the time, it was the last time we wore the uniform. It was in the Super Bowl victory in Atlanta, and then we brought them back 10 years later as a throwback. So it's kind of nice to go back and, you know, revisit the past.
It's an awesome tradition that they have. We still have a lot of fans that are out in L.A., and we saw that when we played in San Fran. So it's awesome to be able to still support all the L.A. Rams fans and be able to bring that tradition back. I love the colors. I love the jerseys. I think it's dope.
They'll come in blank, no names, no numbers. And then as soon as the roster's set, we send them out, and it'll take about a month to get the names and numbers put on them. Then they'll bring them back in-house, and then we'll tailor them to each player's specs, how they want them tailored, open the arms up, shorten the body length, add elastic here, tighter, looser. Everybody has a little tweak they like to do to the uniform.
Typically on this, it's just a one game, so it'll be probably about 90 jerseys. Each player usually gets about two. We apply the shoulder numbers, the front back numbers, the Nike swoosh, along with the letters to the nameplate, and then apply the nameplate to the jersey. And then at the end, we'll repress them all, give them the final finished look. The whole thing usually total about 3 days worth of work. When it comes time for game time on TV, they look good and everything's fine.
Gallen fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown, Jared Cook.
1 mile away from the Edward Jones Dome, the Rams Insider is being printed. A game day program for fans that features special stories and stats on their favorite St. Louis Rams. The cover man this week is defensive captain James Laurinaitis.
What we try to do with Rams Insider is really provide some compelling content, some unique content. So we do a lot of short features, quick hitters on the players and cheerleaders. We do some long form stories. And then we do a lot of interesting photography that you can't find anywhere else.
What we're doing is printing the Rams Insider. We usually get the files in for this on Monday, send them back to the Rams for approval, and today's Wednesday and we're printing the cover. The process usually takes about a week. Three of those days is getting all the content approved and okayed, and then about 3 days for production. We got to print it, fold it, and bind it, and then get it to you guys Saturday before the game.
Not only do the fans read them, but each player gets a copy in their locker before the game.
We're very proud of James for the leadership he shows both on and off the field. And you couple that with the fact that he's a fan favorite, and I think you have a formula to sell a lot of Rams insiders. So we're proud to be able to give that to him.
You know, it's a cool thing. You know, it's something that I'll keep, you know, in the house. And when I have children someday, I'll show them that their dad was an okay football player. And I think it's a cool kind of keepsake thing. You know, the guys who are on the cover are usually thought of to be some of the better players, and I take a lot of pride in that, and I enjoy it. I think the picture is kind of, I don't know, a lot of people like it, but I think a lot of people that know me and know how big of a jokester I am, they're probably laughing at that, but, you know, overall, I think it's a huge honor. You know, only a certain number of covers in a season, and beyond it, you know, I take pride in it.
There's a lot that goes into it, but at the end of the day, you know, you're really able to hold something tangible in your hand and be very proud of the finished product.
This is just a glimpse of how an NFL franchise runs throughout the week. But when all the hard work comes together, it makes for the most exciting sport in the world.